So today we're going to talk about Norman and Jax. They're a quirky pair of preteen best friends with a five-year plan to take their comedy act all the way to the Edinburgh Fringe by the time they're the ripe old age of 15. And then something happens. What's the story all about? Well, here to tell us is the author of the book, The Funny Thing About Norman Foreman, Julietta Henderson. Julietta, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, Julietta, I don't know how many people look to combine death with comedy. How did you manage to come up with this idea?
Do you know what? I'm glad that's a really great question to open with, because that's one of the primary things that I wanted to tackle when I was writing this book, because I've always been really interested in, not the morbid side of it, but I've been really interested in the power of happiness when it comes to grief, the power of humour, sorry, when it comes to grief, and how it can be really healing and it can be a catalyst to find your happiness again. And I've always been interested in stuff like that. And when these two characters of Norman and his mother, Sadie, came to me out of a dream or out of the blue or wherever they came from, I can't actually remember. It was something, just the combination of mother and son dynamic, it was something that I really wanted to build a story around. And the story sort of, once I got to know Norman and his mother, Sadie, the story sort of built itself around it. And you mentioned Jax, his best friend, who is a really, really major character in the story. But it's no spoiler to say that, unfortunately, he's dead from the very first page. I don't know how to say that delicately, but and it doesn't sound like a very uplifting kind of story to kill off a child on the first page. But what it is, you know, it's a road trip, the story, and it's a well-used technique to get people from one point to another in a story physically, but it's also a really good way of showing and doing a lot of deep exploration as well of their emotional journey from beginning to end as well. And that's what I wanted to show with Norman as a 12-year-old boy dealing with the grief of the loss of his best friend. I mean, you're pretty much too young to really understand what that all means and what forever means. So, yeah.
So the book has got three main characters. Apart from Jax that you mentioned, there's Norman, there's Mum Sadie, and then there's Leonard. Now, Norman's a 12-year-old boy. Mum is 30-something. Leonard is 80-something. Yes. And you write from all three of their perspectives. How do you, as an author, get into the head of three so very disparate characters?
Look, we all know young people, we all know old people, and my very favourite people in the world are old people and young people. So
right.
I think it came worryingly easy to me to write from all of those perspectives and to kind of get an insight. I mean, you know, I've got an elderly or did have an elderly father, and while Leonard's not based on him, there's certain quirks that, you know, we all know that cheeky old men, you know, tend to display. And so things like that, I think, I just get things from real life, and I'm a real observer, and one of my favourite things is to sit in a cafe and watch people and watch them interact and things, and I just find old people are an absolute joy to write, because I think, you know, you get to a stage where you kind of so past caring what people think that you don't mind being a bit cheeky. So I think it's a really nice, I love reading and writing older characters.
Now, Sue, everyone here knows that whenever a book comes by that I speak to the author, Sue, our receptionist, is the one that reads it, because she is truly a voracious reader. She thoroughly loved your book, The Funny Thing About Norman Foreman, and highly recommends it to everybody. She did want me to ask you about Sadie's life choices. Did you just have a bit of fun with some of the choices that she'd made in her life?
Oh, yes, I did. And funnily enough, when a lot of people say that this is the first book that I've written, I write lots of other stuff, it's the first novel, and people say your debut novel is always semi-autobiographical. And I just go, okay, I wonder what people are going to think about me, because Sadie is, she made some interesting choices.
You talk about them as if they're old friends in a way. Do you miss them once you've finished writing about your characters?
Oh, Andrew, I miss these people. I think as a writer you do go a little bit insane, because you honestly believe these people are real. And I think you have to get right into the story. And I spent so much time with these three people and everyone else in the story. I totally miss them. I totally miss them. But the good thing is there's been a long period of time through, just before publication, through editing and waiting and all of this, that I haven't, you know, been working on them. But now that the book's out and I'm doing things like this, like speaking to you and writing things and doing Q&A, I feel like they've come back into my life. So they're very much here with me now.
Oh, well, they're going to be with somebody else very shortly. It's a fantastic book. It's certainly got the stamp of approval from our receptionist, Sue. The funny thing about Norman Foreman, Julietta Henderson, thank you very much for taking the time to have a word to us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Andrew, and thank you very much, Sue, for reading. I'm so glad you liked it.